This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The last stop on our Buffalo coverage for today keeps us in Elmwood Village, home to the small businesses we were talking to yesterday, about which, by the way, if you missed us on the radio, podcast, y'all, we do that too, you know. Anyway, a couple of blocks from the pet store that Sam Hensel works at is a three-story mansion built in the 1890s. Once a private home, now part of the Buffalo service economy.
My name is Joseph Lettieri. I am the owner-operator of In Buffalo off Elmwood, a boutique hotel in the Elmwood Village. I refer to this as a magic carpet ride. How we bought the house, sight unseen of the city tax sale. We got challenged by some bankers, lenders early on that Ellen and I didn't have any hospitality experience. But as a maintenance, I owned a maintenance company, and as a owner, I felt like I've been in training to do this restoration for 30 plus years. 2020, we should vanish it from our memory bank, so to speak. Yeah, my therapist calls it my blue period, like Picasso. Everyone has to have one. It almost put us bankrupt. And so I looked at that as, oh my God, just sell it. We're going to sell it as a single-family home, which it once was, albeit 12 rooms, well, all with private bathrooms. But fortunately, there were no buyers. If it wasn't for PPP, I would not be standing here today, no doubt. And I'm proud to say we're the busiest we've ever been. You know, I'm experiencing some windfalls, so I'm going to share it with my team. I pay $25 an hour for my housekeepers to start with bonuses. So I don't have any trouble finding housekeepers. And I think the people that are complaining about the shortage, maybe they should look in the mirror. You don't have trouble when you're fair. Having a boutique hotel in a historic mansion, it's an experience, and people want an experience. So our business model is very strong. We're lucky. We don't have much competition in Buffalo. We deliver old-fashioned hospitality. On that note, would you like a scone?
Joseph Lettieri, he co-owns and operates In Buffalo off Elmwood. We should have stayed there, I think.